This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, November 10, 2015, 77-year-old Alan Toussaint dies after suffering a heart attack following a concert he performed in Spain. The legendary New Orleans pianist, songwriter, producer, and performer penned or produced such classics as Working in a Coal Mine, Mother-in-Law, Lady Marmalade, Play Something Sweet, and Southern Nights. On this day in 2009, Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Mitchell Beckloff rules that because Joe Jackson does not stand to inherit any of his son's assets, on this day in 2009, Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Mitchell Beckloff rules that because Joe Jackson does not stand to inherit any of his son's assets, he has no standing to challenge the will. On this day in 2002, viewers of the UK music channel VH1 vote Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You as the most romantic song ever. In second place was Willie Nelson's You Were Always On My Mind, and third was My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. On this day in 1979, the Eagles have the number one song in the Billboard Hot 100 with a tune that was co-written by Bob Seger, Heartache Tonight. On this day, in 1975, the SS Edmund Fitzgerald, an American Great Lakes freighter, sinks during a violent storm on Lake Superior, with a loss of the entire crew of 29 men. Gordon Lightfoot would make it the subject of his 1976 hit song after reading an article about the disaster in the November 24, 1975 issue of Newsweek. On this day, in 1973, Elton John's seventh studio album, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, tops the Billboard 200 chart, where it stays for 8 weeks. The album contains the title track, Benny and the Jets, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, and Candle in the Wind. On this day in 1968, Jefferson Airplane stir up some controversy on the Smothers Brothers show when Grace Slick, appearing in blackface, gives the Black Power fist salute at the end of Crown of Creation. And on this day, November 10, 1967, a classic single is released from a classic album. However, the single would not make it to the Billboard Hot 100. It wasn't until the song was reissued 5 years later, in 1972, that it would become a number two hit and earn gold certification. What's the hit? What's the group? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, November 10, 1967, a classic single is released from a classic album. However, the single would not make it to the Billboard Hot 100. It wasn't until the song was reissued in 1972 that it would become a number two hit and earn gold certification. The group is the Moody Blues. The album, Days of Future Past. The hit, Nights in White Satin.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love. white satin.